Yeah, I guess I'll talk to it from the tail scale side because I'm not really that familiar with zero tier, but I think it works in a similar way. So with tail scale, you have what they call a tail net, which is basically you get a little console, you go on the web page, and you have to have a little daemon that runs on every machine that you want to have an IP address on the tail net. And what it does is it's using WireGuard between things, and it's got like some kind of protocol that's able to let each other know how to find each other. So basically you have a closed little mesh VPN. So I could have my laptop at a cafe, I could have my server in the cloud, I could have a device at home. If they're all on my quote unquote tail net, they all have IP addresses and know how to find each other and route between them. So it's all using like a mesh VPN type thing with a little bit of a negotiation lookup between each other so that they can find each other, and they can actually like form a direct connection to each other if it's able to. So then the ping times are the latency is pretty low. But in the case of like what I was talking about is you have a VPS or a VM in the cloud, and you have a WireGuard connection between there and your home router that's behind their little NAT router thing. And what happens is now you have a network that you have an external IP address on that VM in the cloud, but then you port forward, which really just goes through that WireGuard connection to your home router, which you then route a port through, you punch a hole through there to the service that you want to do. So it's kind of cheating and getting around that carrier grade NAT by having a tunnel.